now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. This is going to be an excellent program. Going to lay some groundwork for you. What is the nature of this program? I help people deal with stress. I've been helping people for 20 years now. And what I have to offer is something that's quite different than the run-of-the-mill stress program, because the run-of-the-mill stress program will give you some good advice. There's no question about it. They'll tell you to get some nice moderate exercise, go for walks, go to the park, get some fresh air, get some sunshine. Reduce your overload, stop multitasking, simplify, eat nutritious food, stay away from soda and diet soda with a horrible aspartame in it, stay away from processed foods, have more natural foods, and stay away from processed. Stuff that comes in a box. And of course, stay away from, start to wean yourself from excessive alcohol and cigarettes and those type of things. And of course, they'll tell you, don't sweat the small stuff. Look on the bright side. And if you're just sitting home, moping around, they'll say, hey, forget about yourself. Get out there and do something for somebody. Go do something for somebody. Volunteer at the library. Do something for other people. See? Well, that's all good. That's all very good. Very nice. But I go deeper than that. You see, ladies and gentlemen, human beings have a soul. We are spiritual beings. And because of that, our deepest problems in life, our deepest issues, are spiritual ones. And I can tell you, the evidence. What is the evidence of the deep spiritual issue? Well, the evidence is worry, doubt, and hatred, judgment of other people. See? If you had faith, you had real faith. Some people have a false faith or a pretend faith. They hear some nice things in some nice group that they attend. They hear some nice things, or they hear some nice, guru or minister say nice things, and so they read some books and they like what they hear, and they drum up some emotion, and they have emotional feelings about what they hear. It sounds nice, and they memorize things, but it's a sort of a brainwashing. It's a sort of a hypnosis. Okay, now admittedly, a person is better off, being caught up with Bible verses or studying religious things. I suppose you're better off being caught up with that than being caught up with drugs or alcohol or gambling or something. But in the long run, what we need is real faith. And I can tell you I can show you what real faith is and how to find it to take away the doubt. And we also need forgiveness for other people. In other words, not hating, not resenting other people. That's what we need. See? So if you had faith in God, see, and you loved God, and then you loved other people, you didn't hate them, see, you didn't resent them, you didn't judge them, then you'd have it made in the shade. And that real faith and that real patience with other people would be evidence that you had found your spiritual roots, see? And humankind's problem is our separation from our spiritual roots. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're going to enjoy this program, because you may hear something here that will be a godsend for you. My name is Roland Trujillo. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling.
Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. We're talking today about refinding your spiritual roots. And I will, before this program is over, I will give you some clues and some keys as to how to do that. Now, may I make a couple of points? First of all, let me talk about some of the things that block. Let me give you some examples. I'll just give you a couple of hypothetical examples, and so you can see how things kind of tie in together, and how it all goes back to a spiritual cause. Let's suppose a breaking of a bond, a falling away from that inner ground of good, our spiritual roots. Let's say you have a nice young man, or maybe let's just say you have a young man. Okay, just a regular guy, regular teen. And you know, his mom is kind of bossing him around. His dad is not there. His mom and his dad were divorced. His dad is gone. He sees his dad occasionally, you know, on holidays or maybe once a month or something. And his dad is a kind of a decent guy. His dad got remarried. And he's off somewhere. He's got remarried, and his new wife has a couple of kids, and you know, so he's kind of off, has his own life. He still comes by once in a while, but there's a distance there. Now, what is the most likely thing to happen? The most likely thing is that this kid, this teenager, resents his father. Yeah, he resents him. Why? Because his dad failed him. He's not there for him. See, he's gone. His dad was selfish and went off with some other woman. See, and he's not there for the son. So the son hates him. Yeah, he hates him. He resents him. The mom is there. Okay, there's a distance between the son and father. So mom is there. So the boy gets closer to mom. Now, I can go one of two ways. He can get real close to mom. See, totally reject his dad, reject masculinity, see? Or, see, the other thing that can happen is that he resents his mom too. Well, either he's going to resent his mom too. Now, why? Why? Because mom is there, and she tries, you know, she does the best she can under the circumstances. She's doing the best she can, but her authority is not the same as father's authority. See, boys, it's good for boys to have a father's authority. Mom's authority is a different kind of authority. She tells him what to do, bosses him around or nags him or what have you, and he hates it. See, he hates being bossed around. And he hates his dad for not being there. See, he goes to school, and there he gets bossed around there. Teachers boss him around. out on the playground or out in, you know, with the other kids, there's, you know how it is, they divide up into groups and there's gangs and then there's somebody that's cruel and then there's some kind of bullying and there's some kind of bossing and there's, see? So he just hates everything, see? So pretty soon he finds some other kids like himself and they sit around and smoke marijuana and they form a little group and, but before you know, but that becomes corrupting. He becomes dependent upon this group as his support. Because he's, see, what happens is, now look, let me just backtrack. And each step of the way, let me tell you what's happened. What has happened is because he resents his father, he is separated from his inner ground of good. Separated from, see, you cannot love, you cannot see if you hate someone that you can see. So if you hate your father, it separates you from God. You see what I mean? And there's a real separation. A real separation from our inner ground of being. So when you become separated from your ground of being, then what? Then you feel what? Empty. You feel unloved, unfulfilled. See? Full of doubt. So what do? Then you cling to something for support. So what do? You cling to boyfriend, cling to a girlfriend, cling to the group, cling to the gang. See? Cling to something. And so then when you cling to it, then you become outer dependent, you become dependent on it, you become outer oriented. And the more you cling to it, the more it cleaves you and separates you from your inner ground. See? Are you with me? So now what happens then too now the other thing, not only are we're separated by the hate and by resentment mainly, that those are the main points of separation. See, hate separates you from love. I'm sure you've heard that God is love. Well, where is God? Well, God is within. God is kind of, we have a kind of a mysterious ground of being within. And the other thing we have is intuition. And I'm not going to talk about intuition too much today, other than to say that real faith, what is real faith? I'll tell you what it is. It's trusting in your own common sense. Let me repeat that. What is real faith? Real faith is trusting in your own common sense. See, you go somewhere and you're sitting there and they're saying a lot of nice things, but you sense something not quite right. See, they're saying all the right things, but something just doesn't sit right with you. That's your common sense. That's your intuition. See, everybody's saying, oh, take this drug or smoke this marijuana or whatever. Deep down, you know something wrong with it. Okay? Nobody has to teach you or tell you, you just know. That's your common sense. See what I mean? All right. So you just sort of know. You go out in the world and people are phony. You see that they're phony. Okay, that's your common sense. That's your intuition. You see. No one has to teach you or tell you. You don't have to study it. You just see that they're phony. You see that people are liars. You see injustice. See? So that's your intuition. And of course you see little children and see their sweetness and their innocence. And of course that's intuition too. See? And if you like math or science, for example, and you see mathematical principles, you see them. You don't just memorize them, you see them. Okay, that's your intuition. So, if you could trust into your intuition, trust into your common sense, then you would have faith. And if you didn't hate people, then you would have love. And you'd be secure and whole. I'll be right back. Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Roland Trujillo Show. Yes, go to RolandTrujillo.com. Got a great website. You can also go to CoachRoland.com. It's the same website, CoachRoland.com. That's easy to remember. Coach Roland. That's what I am. I'm a good coach. Coach Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D.com. Okay? Now, if you go there, you can listen to some of my previous programs. I just put one up, a program called Success Beyond Conformity and Rebellion. Success Beyond. See, as soon as you begin reacting to the outside, you become separated from your ground of being, and then after that, all you can do is conform or rebel. See, there has to be a way of living that is beyond conforming and rebelling. When you're not conforming, you're not rebelling, you're living your own life. And so it's a great program. But anyway, you can read my articles, look at my blogs, listen to old programs, and you can listen to the meditation. I have this fabulous meditation that helps you to sit down, become still, and refind your inner ground of good, the place that intuition comes from. Let me give you a hint. It's not from thinking. See, most of us spend our time, if we're not listening to music and lost in the outside world, or text messaging or something, then we're lost in thinking. Thinking, daydreaming, planning and scheming, thinking. See? But if you get out of thinking and become the observer of thought, then you'd be closer to your intuition. So that's what. So how do you do that? Well, number one, you get the meditation and practice it. Number two, start to be more forgiving. In other words, forgive your dad. See that he lost it. See, when he was a kid, his dad wasn't there for him either. See, so he didn't have love. He didn't have understanding. He was separated from his ground of being. He had to rely on his friends and, see, totally externally motivated, externally directed. See, he needs women. He's women-oriented. See that? You know, see his weakness, see that he's wrong, but don't hate him for it. See that your mom, you know, unloved, your poor unloved mom, see, don't hate her either. Don't feel sorry for him, just don't hate them. Don't resent them. Just stand back and be like Alfred E. Newman, what, me worry? Like Bugs Bunny, just stand back. Just see it all. And just don't hate anybody. See that people are some people are goofy, some people are crazy, some people are phony, some are liars, some people are good. See? But never mind. Just, you know, don't hate them. Don't resent them. Don't judge them. See? All right. Then you can get close to your intuition. When you get close enough to your intuition, you become fulfilled from within. Now, in our situation, look what happened. He hates his dad, resents his mom, see? Clings to the group. See, and because he feels empty inside, because you see his resentment cuts him off from his inner ground of good, so of course he feels unloved. Of course he feels empty. Of course he feels insecure. And he's guilty. Guilty, guilty, guilty. What? Guilty for what? For resenting his dad, for resenting his mom, see, for going with the group, see, for copping out on principle. So he has conflict with conscience, conflict with the inner ground of good. So to get rid of the conflict, what does he do? Well, he takes drugs, smokes marijuana, drinks alcohol, see? And then what? Then you become dependent on the drugs, dependent on the alcohol, dependent on the marijuana. See how that works? And you're more guilty for having been even more separated from your inner ground of good. Are you with me? All right. I'll be right back. Hello.
Many people listen into my radio program and derive benefit from hearing my message of truth. Others give the meditation a try. Many others visit the website and get benefit from our articles and archived programs. But life can be confusing, and some people get stuck or have questions they are still searching for the answer to. Hearing me and liking where I'm coming from, they could benefit from a little counseling. If so, Coach Roland is in his office and ready to help. Our life coaching is non-denominational and confidential. To learn more about our confidential counseling, email us at roland@commonsensecounseling.org and we'll get in touch.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Now let's take another example. You have a nice young lady, and her dad isn't there for her. See? Her dad is not there for her, so she has a grudge against her dad. She sees, you know, so she goes out in the world looking for love, and all she gets is used and abused, see, taken advantage of. So before long, she sees men, she loses her innocence, then she sees men, she sees their weakness. She sees men's weakness, she can't help but have contempt for them, either resent them or have contempt for them, see? Because she sees that they're weak, see, they're woman-oriented, they're unprincipled cads. But now look what happens. When you remember when I was talking about the young man, I said resentment cuts him off from love. If she resents men, resents her dad, cuts her off from her inner ground of good. So she feels empty and loveless. She looks for love in the world and gets used instead. Then she resents them, cuts her off even more from what love is all about. Cuts her off from her inner ground of good. Cuts her off from her Heavenly Father through her judgment and hatred of men. See? So, what happens then? To fill the emptiness, then what does she do? Well, A, she might turn to example of food. See, a lot of people food. They turn to food to comfort themselves because they need love, and they love themselves by having food because food represents love to them. When they were a little child, mommy loved them by giving them food, see? So you see how that can lead to issues? But then that leads to what? Because it's a false security. See, the real security is coming back to your inner ground of good, dropping your grudge against men. Yes, men may be rotten, but don't hate them. Just see that they're wrong. Don't resent them, because there are some good men out there. You know, there are some very nice men. So if you see a man as weak, just don't hate him. Don't judge him. Forgive your father. He had lost it a long time ago, and he was a little boy. Somebody was cruel to him, and he lost it. So don't hate your dad. So don't hate anybody. Watch out for judgment. Don't judge them. It's so easy. People are so judgeable. Just let go of judgment. Then, when you do that, then you'll become a friend of, well, conscience. Your conflict will cease. See? You'll get very close to your own inner ground of good. See? And you'll experience a warmth from there, from God. See? And then, see, you won't need love. See, it doesn't mean that you won't someday be able to get married and have children and all these wonderful things, but you won't need it. You see, you won't be needy for it. And if you don't hate certain types of men, which you can't help but notice, then you won't have anything to them, and eventually you'll find the right man, a nice man. See how that works? But what I was going to say is that so you see how any hatred of other people, any resentment of other people, you see how that cuts us off from our own inner ground of good. So the secret is to refine your inner ground of good. See, trust your intuition. See, even when your intuition makes you realize that you're wrong. See, when you judge other people, you're wrong for judging them. See? See how that works? Then the other thing you have to watch out for is serving people. See, it's very easy for us to serve, to resent someone, and then to serve them to take away the guilt. You know, when you get mad at somebody and then you're extra nice to them, or you say something mean but then you're extra nice to take away the guilt, and so you'll get back in their good graces and they'll say everything is okay, and then you see? It's a way of placating conscience. It's a way of actually of bypassing conscience. See, to make yourself feel right and look right. but not really right because you haven't reconciled with your with conscience from God, with intuition from God. See? When your conscience makes you aware that you're wrong. So we serve other people. Then they take advantage. Then we resent them. Then, in our resentment, we serve more. See? To take away the guilt. And they take more advantage. See? So you got to watch out for that trap. See? All right. So get back in touch with your own intuition. You'll feel fulfilled from within. You begin to see clearly. See, you'll be able to go the right way and be yourself and find your way in life. With God's help, of course, and life will be sweet. Ladies and gentlemen, the program is the Roland Trujillo Show. I encourage you, if you go to kcaaradio.com, you can listen to this program again on the podcast there.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've written a couple of really good books. One of them is called My Daughter Does Not Want to Clean Her Room. It's about parents and kids. Very, very, very good. It talks about some of the things we talked about. And another book about husbands and wives and couples. It's called My Husband and I Argue All the Time, Time-Tested Truths for Healing Relationships. You really should get those books and read them. They are good, 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 good. It'll tell you everything you need to know about relationships. See? My name is Roland Trujillo. Be sure to listen in again. I'm here every Saturday morning or on podcast or at my website, coachroland.com. Until next time, Lord willing and a creed don't rise. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.